This is News Talk.
Well, I will start with the Irish Examiner this morning. It says a relaxation of the 2 metre social distancing rule for vaccinated workers to allow a viable return to the office is to be announced in the government's reopening plan next week. It's got lots of details of that in the paper. It's understood that the plan will prioritise the return of 1.5 million school children, teachers, college students and campus staff in the coming weeks. It'll see an early return to the office for workers with changes to social distancing requirements, prioritise indoor sports and live music events in the early stages with gigs back well in advance of Christmas, the phased eradication of COVID-19 wage and business supports by the spring. The National Public Health Emergency Team is to meet tomorrow to finalise its recommendations for ministers. And despite the peak of the Delta wave still ahead and hospitalisations increasing, ministers are expected to get the green light to proceed with the plan to end restrictions over time. Also on the front of the paper, a disturbing story. It says 20% of boys in secondary neutral on consent. So almost one in five secondary school boys are neutral on the issue of consent being required for sexual activity, a new survey has found. A survey by NUI Galway's Active Consent Programme, based on the views of 613 post-primary students, found 93% of female and 79% of males agreed consent is always required for sexual activity. However, 18% of boys surveyed are neutral as to whether consent is always required, with 3% disagreeing versus 6% of females who were neutral and 1% disagreeing. The survey also found that 62% agreed that consent for sexual activity always needed to be verbal. It found just over half of all respondents agreed their peers think consent is always required for sexual activity, while 37% agreed their peers think consent should always be verbal. And based on that story, I think the sooner consent classes are rolled out in secondary schools, the better. That story is also on the front of the Irish Times, as is the reopening of society story with a slightly different slant on it. It says a bid by Minister for Arts Catherine Martin to significantly ease restrictions for the live entertainment sector will meet stiff opposition from public health officials and from within government this week. Miss Martin is seeking cabinet backing for the full reopening of indoor events for vaccinated people and the reopening of indoor arts, drama and dance classes in September. There has been fierce criticism from the arts and entertainment lobby about the decision to allow 40,000 spectators to attend Sunday's All-Ireland hurling final, while live events are still prohibited. However, there is still great reluctance in government, which is prioritising reopening of schools and colleges to reopen live events as COVID-19 infection numbers rise. However, it's expected that a number of pilot events will go ahead in September. I mean, more pilot events. Sure, didn't we have that already? Sources familiar with the memo said that it proposes a return to full capacity indoor events for people with vaccine passports and that arrangements be made in September for unvaccinated people to be admitted to events on production of a negative PCR or antigen test. Well, I suppose we'll find all of that out next week, and the devil, as they say, will be in the detail. For picture, people looking to pick the paper based on the picture, there's a lovely full moon and the Poolbeg Lighthouse on the front of the Irish Times there for you. Going over to the front of the Irish Indo, events industry hits out at special treatment for GAA. The events industry has hit out at what its members see as preferential treatment of the GAA, despite obvious social distancing breaches around high profile matches. Disappointment in the sector last night saw calls for Taoiseach Micheál Martin to resign after his attendance at Sunday's All-Ireland hurling final in Croke Park, where thousands of fans were seen without masks or social distancing, in a move that's likely to further upset artists and performers. The Irish Independent understands Mr Martin and Taoiseach Leo Varadkar had to snub an invitation from Culture Minister Catherine Martin to a meeting with industry representatives tomorrow. Anger has been growing for some time within the arts community, but many are now furious after Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney said on Sunday that there was a big difference between all All-Ireland final day and entertainment events. The GAA, for its part, has told the Irish Independent it has no comment to make, but will work with the Department of Sport if issues are raised. On the other flip side of that, events promoter Justin Green said there is definitely discrimination and all we're looking for is an equal playing field for a sector that has been shut down for the last 18 months. Nice story on the front of the Indo as well. Dublin dolphin pod surround swimmer who was lost at sea for 12 hours. And this really was a miracle rescue. A man believed to be in his early 30s was plucked from the waters of Tralee Bay by Finnish RNLI lifeboat on Sunday evening in a rescue after the boat's cox used his knowledge of the tides to find him. And that was a very thankful, lucky story. To the tabloids, the front of the Mirror and the Star, both leading with the Afghanistan story, Rangers race against time. The front of the Mirror and the Irish Daily Star, wing and a prayer, 36 citizens trapped in Afghanistan, hope elite Rangers can save them. Now, inside the papers, a couple of stories of interest to young people. Report urges anti-bullying inspections for schools. Routine anti-bullying inspections should be carried out in schools with published findings to help reassure parents and staff that protective measures are in place, an Oireachtas report has said. Following months of deliberation and testimony from expert witnesses, the Education Committee has also backed the creation of an online safety commissioner to both receive and investigate specific complaints. And the paper says bullying is widespread in every urban and rural school, the report notes. Also on that page, it's page three, rise in young people seeking crisis support. The number of young people in need of crisis help from PAETA is more than double what it was at this time last year, the charity has said. Demand for the services of the organisation, which offers support to those at risk of self-harm, is up 42% among people aged under 18 over the course of 2021. Overall, need is now greater than in previous years, with pandemic uncertainty and body image among the causes, the charity said. The upward trend has been continuing across its 20 centres, 24/7 crisis helpline and online therapy service. Now, in the Indo has an interesting story about pregnancy. It says premature birth could be predicted as early as 10 weeks into a pregnancy by testing for specific chemicals and bacteria. Around 60,000 babies are born prematurely in the UK each year, which leaves them vulnerable to lifelong health problems and is a leading cause of deaths in newborns. Reasons for premature birth can be unclear, making it hard for doctors to predict. A couple of interesting stories on the back of the Irish Examiner. Two very different pilot projects getting underway. The first, Gardaí are set to pilot projects targeting childhood trauma experienced by young people caught up in crime. The scheme to be rolled out in the coming months could have the benefit of reducing aggressive behaviour and repeat offending. The pilots follow research that showed high levels of trauma among young people who attended Gardaí Youth Diversion projects in Dublin and Cork. The study, published last November, found that more than 6 in 10 young people had experienced 4 or more adverse childhood events before the age of 18. The other story there says a call has gone out for 1,000 would-be citizen scientists to take part in an air pollution study in Dublin that is targeting the harmful emissions from fossil fuel-powered vehicles. And Antashka and the Environmental Protection Agency are seeking 1,000 citizens to fit themselves with a small tube that'll measure nitrogen dioxide in their area. Antashka and the EPA now plan to kit out the volunteers with the crayon-sized tube. They will fit it in on October 8th and leave it in place for 4 weeks. The tubes will measure the level of NO2 without even knowing that it's there. And after the 4 weeks, the tube is posted back to the EPA free of charge. It's then sent for analysis, and you'll get a copy of your results once it's been analysed, the organisations have said. On then in the Irish Daily Star, my favourite photo, it's Roy Keane. He's dressed up as Chase from Paw Patrol. This was on his Instagram account earlier. It says, available for party hire. I don't like parties or kids, but the pool needs heating. And that's a great photo there.
on 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com. This is News Talk.